Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of the dossier on Demetrius.
Things looked pretty black when Demetrius kidnapped Margaret Ridgway. We knew what he wanted her for, the whereabouts of her brother Peter. But a lot had been happening in the 2 hours since Margaret had stepped into that cab at the Red Feathers Club. Paul Bonney, the man who'd been keeping Margaret in touch with her brother and Digby Mitchell, was supposed to have met her at Fenchurch House. Well, he turned up there all right, but he had a long wait.
I'll take it, Digby. It's probably Bonney. Yes?
That is Peter?
Yes, Bonney.
There is bad news, my friend. Your sister, she does not come home tonight.
What?
I have knocked and pressed the button for her door. I have telephoned her flat. There is no answer.
Good Lord. Where are you ringing from now?
The foyer of Fenchurch House.
What the devil's become of her? She couldn't still be at the club, could she?
I have talked with Tony Mazzotti. He is too sure she has gone. She did not only leave his club at 3:30, but to me, who mean nothings. He was so eager to say Major Gregory Keene saw her go.
I told her to get away from the Red Feathers. I told her...
You must keep the clear head, Peter. In 15 minutes, I will be waiting for you in my car at the north end of Blackfriars Bridge.
We'll be there.
You will come armed.
What do you think?
You are her brother, Peter. What I think I do not like to say. Only, make haste, my friend. Au revoir.
It went like clockwork. He naturally stood on the curb and watched to get into the cab.
You think that good, eh?
Margaret Ridgway is strapped to a cot in the next room. Gregory Keene's never heard of this sanatorium of Bookman's. The girl knows where we can find her brother. And you're supposed to have had some practice at making people talk. I think it's very good. And I suggest you get in there and present yourself. And Yachty, when you come out of that room, I want to know where we can get hold of Peter Ridgway.
Yeah.
You're amused.
Yeah, it's funny.
What is?
We don't want that girl in there. You're having all your trouble for nothing.
I won't wait all night, Yachty.
We are finding Peter Ridgway. Yeah, tonight. One of the poles. He's lucky. He's seeing little fat man. You know, Ridgway, Mitchell and fat fellow been trying to follow me here to the sanatorium. Little fat fellow gets followed instead. Ridgway's in a house in Beadle Lane. Runs off West India Dock Road. Now what you say, Demetrius? It's funny, yeah?
So, how very funny for Margaret Ridgway.
What you going to do about her now, hm? You don't give her a kiss goodbye, say pleased to meet you. That wouldn't do, nine.
Naturally, she'll have to be disposed of, but that can wait. What about this pearl of yours? Where is he now?
He's hanging about Beadle Lane, watching the house.
Are Ridgway and the others there now?
Oh, fat fellow, he's going out alone hours ago in his car. Little while ago, Ridgway and Mitchell are leaving together.
Good. Good work, Yachty. This excuses your bungling in the underground, and with luck, you should be able to finish the job tonight. Now listen, Margaret Ridgway is safe here for as long as we want to keep her. We'll arrange for her to disappear entirely, but Peter Ridgway can't wait. And here's what I want you to do at once. Get Bookman's car out, bring it round here at the front door, then round up 3 or 4 of your poles, because we might have to handle Mitchell and the other man as well.
All right, Bonney, let's hold it here for a minute. There's no sense in driving about London all night.
It is too bad we missed Mazzotti. We cannot find Mazzotti. Cannot find your De Bloom. What next?
If I have to sit tight and wait till morning, I'll go off my rocker. What about you, Digby?
Teach you.
But We do not know that your sister has been taken by Demetrius. Her disappearance may be the work of Major Keene, and in that case, she will come to no harm.
You know as well as I do, if Keene had buttonholed her, she'd have done something to get in touch with you. She knew you'd be waiting for her at Fench's house.
Do not expect too much of her, Peter. Suppose she is with Keene. What can she do to tell us? Pick up the telephone and ring my number in Beadle Lane while Keene sits and listens to
her? She's not with Keene. Demetrius has grabbed her to make her tell where I am. Anything could be happening to her this minute. Don't you realize that?
This is taking us nowhere, my two young friends. I say, wait till morning.
We can't just do nothing.
When we get our hands on Marzotti or Bloom, then, if we are prepared to be ruthless, perhaps we can learn what has become of Margaret. But now, I see nothing we can do.
Listen to me. Marzotti's the chap I want to get hold of. But Keene should be told about this if he doesn't know already. I can't afford to hang about outside Marzotti's flat or go near Keene either. So what about this? You, Digby, try to get in touch with Gregory Keene. Bonnet, you take care of Marzotti.
And what about you, Peter?
If Margaret's with Gregory Keene now, sooner or later she'll telephone to say what happened to her. But if she's been taken by Demetrius, and I'm sure she has, then there'll be some visitors at Beadle Lane within the next 24 hours to see me. You chaps understand, don't you? I want to be there waiting for them. I'm going to be.
You're going back to the house?
Yes.
I say you are insane.
Whose sister is she? Give me the Luger, Digby.
Look here, Peter.
Hand it over. Tom. Well, good luck, you two. And Bonnet, if you can get hold of Marzotti, bring him to the house at the double. He'll be my job, too.
I will bring him, Peter. Good luck.
Now for the West India Dock Road and Beadle Lane. If Demetrius shows up there, and I think he will, it'll be the last thing he'll ever do. I have an account to settle there.
Well, good night, Cutts. I'll be back at the embankment about noon.
Come on, Major.
Hello? Who? Digby Mitchell. What's that? Yes, yes, of course I know about it. I had two men after her. What? Not a thing. Well, all we had was the driver of an empty cab, and we've been questioning him hard for an hour. He swears he knows nothing. Yes, but where's Ridgway?
He what? Is the fellow crazy?
Look here, Mitchell. Wherever Ridgway's gone, get after him. I don't care what he's waiting for. Go after him and get him away. I know it's only 2 hours since Margaret Ridgway was taken, but what sort of people do you think we're dealing with? Half an hour would be plenty of time for them. Demetrius will stop at absolutely nothing. So get after Ridgway this minute. Maybe his only chance, do you understand that? Now don't waste a minute. Right.
Yachty?
Ja.
All men ready?
Ja. Gonski, Malikov, and Werfel.
Do they know what to do?
Yeah, they're always knowing what to do.
Good. This time, Yachty, we have to make certain. Why haven't we been able to approach Rubenstein all these weeks?
Because we don't knock Ridgway off the first time.
Because Gregory Keene must never suspect Hayday, and Ridgway's the only person who can make him suspect her. There's £1,000,000 to be divided between us, Yachty, just waiting for you to finish Peter Ridgway, so think about it tonight when the time comes.
Yeah, I think about it. We take him from the house, but we don't kill him yet. We take him down to the river a little way, then we say, Ridgway, you made too much trouble, and then into the river he's going like jellybone boing.
There are times when your single-minded approach has its point, Yachty. Is the car ready?
Yeah.
Then what are you waiting for? The door, Yachty, the door.
Lane, stairway, all dark, all empty. Not a soul about. House in darkness. Ridgway, it looks as though it's all clear for you to get inside and wait. They'll arrive sooner or later. And when they do, first Yachty Bloom, Then, after a word or two, Demetrius. After he's told me what happened to Margaret. Slowly does it. Give me the key. Right. I'll just wait for the...
Got him, Yachty? Good, let's have some lights. Well, Mr. Ridgway, we meet again. You've kept us waiting, you know. We've been here quite some time. All right, Yachty, time up. This, my dear Ridgway, is hello and goodbye. I do hope you've no hard feelings.
Mitchell was too late, and Ridgway walked straight into it. At that moment, Demetrius must have thought he held every card in the pack. Well, so he did. All but one. And soon it was my turn to play it.
Peter Ridgway escaped from Demetrius again. Listen to the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.